Hello, everyone. This is Glenda, and welcome to our blessing today. This is Father's Day, and we're going to specially focus our blessing on all the wonderful men in our lives who either were our father, grandfather, or who are our friends being fathers, and our brothers being fathers. It's a widespread condition, and thank goodness for it. So we are grateful for all the responsibility, love, care, and guidance that we receive from Father Energy that descends down to earth from our Heavenly Father, who is most especially included in our gratitude. And it also happens to be the summer solstice, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, or the winter solstice, if you're in the southern part of our planet. We are extremely blessed that the sun is at its high peak of motion in one direction or the other. This has been celebrated through the ages, as far back as we have inscriptions and diagrams of wall art or stones placed, such as Stonehenge or even older, to mark the time when the sun has reached its maximum direction, its maximum extension in one direction or another. This is extremely significant for us because we create our lives from light. All manner of light. We create our light, our life, very directly from solar light that gives us all the life of our planet. From the energy to the plants that feed on energy to the daylight we celebrate and work in and rejoice in, and all the way to the spiritual light, which does not come from the sun, but it's symbolized by the sun because we grow through our life in enlightenment, in the increase of spiritual light. And we come to points of epiphany when that light is just a little bit greater than it is at other times. It's not at all insignificant that my work with Yeshua, which became the Christ blessing, which became the painting, which became the books, all began with a burst of light that cast his presence into my world. And it's not at all an accident that the missionary side of St. Paul began with a burst of light, which was so bright it temporarily blinded him. Many have reported the onset of a spiritual journey with a burst of light. And can we say that's physical? We don't know. But it's probably employing some physical elements in order to stimulate our optical nerve so that we can actually see the light. But much of the light that bathes us every day is not light that we actually see unless we go into a deep meditation. And after a full night of sleep, when our brains are cleansed and primed with light, then we're capable of building pictures from that light. And so we dream. Dreams come near the end of our sleep cycle, after we have cleansed our mind, cleansed ourselves, cleansed our body, relaxed into the deeper states of awareness where we connect with the light within. And so these seasons of peak light are extremely significant for the ways they bring us back into remembrance of times when we were at our peak of light, or bring us into faith and hope of times when we will be at our peak of light. And just on a trivial side of pleasure, it's the beginning of summer and a great time to celebrate our fathers who, in my memory, my days were my dad was my summertime buddy. He was the one who engineered the vacations, the trips to the river and the lakes and the fishing trips and the horseback riding and all of the summer fun that I enjoyed. So I think this is a day when we can call back lots of wonderful memories and generate lots of delightful hopes and dreams. And to all of those who gave us this, including our Father in heaven, we say thank you with all our hearts, with all our mind, with all our soul. We are so grateful. And I want to welcome you today into our blessing. And before we open up to calls from our community, I'd like to preface this with a couple of announcements. One being that I have heard from several people now that they are being charged toll calls by their mobile company for being on this call. And I want to remind you that in the weekly notice and invitation to the blessing, if you will scroll down to where the number is, you'll see that our conference call service created a special line for mobile phones to help you bypass the toll calls that some conference call companies are attempting to place on your call. I don't know that it will work for every company, but I'm going to have a, since I had some rather serious complaints this last week, I'm going to call them and see if there's anything better we can do, because no one should be charged anything from anyone for being on this call. And I deeply apologize that you are. If you want to receive the blessing and you can't get around the charge, maybe just check in with us a few times to see how far along we are in the blessing, because it always comes at the end. And perhaps you could check in for the prayer, the invitation, and then sign off to just receive the blessing and rest. So that might be an economical way of arranging it. That's what people who are international have been doing for years. They just make sure we're here. They check in with us briefly. They check in with us again briefly until they get down to the end. They listen to the prayer, and they're part of the collective prayer. Sign off and receive the blessing. So, but I'm going to work on your behalf to see what I can do about this, because I don't think it's fair, and it's not what I want to see happening for you. We are not the ones charging it. I want to assure you of that. And I was under the impression that this work our conference call company had done was sufficient. If not, there are other conference call companies that are more than willing to work with us. So there may be some changes in the following week, because we do not want to stop the expansion of our call, and we do not want you to be charged for it. So that is my apology that it happened. I had no idea that it was happening, and I'm so grateful that someone told me. So if there are any other problems, be sure to let me know, because I am here for you, and I'm here for you to have the very best experience you can have. I may have some other messages as we go along, but I'd like to break up me with bringing on you. So I'm going to open the line to Jerome. Jerome, you're on, and happy Father's Day. Hope your kids are treating you well.
Hello. Happy
Hello.
Father. Hello, Jerome.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. This is Jerome, and happy Father's Day to you, too.
And oh, well, thank you.
And blessings for everything of your spirit with Jesus and Mary and Joseph and all of the great spirit of the universe. the Christ of the universe, too, is with you. And I just thank you for everything you're doing, and just have the best of your life that's possible with the universe of light, compassion, and love, and blessings on my family, too, with you. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jerome. And yeah. It's always a pleasure to hear from you.
It's a pleasure to hear from you, too. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right. Well, I hope the summer is going to be a beautiful one for you.
Yes, thank you. And for you, too, as well. Yeah, yeah. It's raining today. We're getting a whole bunch of rain, and it's good for us because it'll help all the plants and everything of the forest to grow, too.
Absolutely. It will get you ready for the summer to come.
It will. It will.
All right.
A great thing for our family next week. We're going to go and celebrate together with our family. So thank you for everything as well, and blessings on you forever.
Oh, thank you so much, Jerome.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to open the line to Tony. Tony, you're on. And I hope your kids are treating you right today.
Thank you. I'll actually get to see him this afternoon, because now everybody is a bit out of the house. We have our youngest, our son James. He moved out in the last couple of months. He moved out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wanted to move in with a friend of his. So, he was able to find a place and. He's enjoying his new independence as a young adult with living with his friends. So
wonderful!
Yeah, thank you.
So you and Judy have an empty nest.
We do, and we miss him. But you know, it's been he's close by, so we get to see him a lot. And you know, our plate's been full with what's going on. So I thought it would be really. Challenging for both of us, but because he kind of left, he stuck around to help us through some of the critical things when I started to become ill, and he's still available to help us with that, but it just turned out that it was a good time for him to go. I said, well, you know, if you're ready, then fine, but if you want to stay, there's no hindrance there. And anyway, it worked really gracefully, and I've been really surprised. I think he's been surprised too. And he actually fractured his elbow a couple of weeks ago. So, but it healed really rapidly. And so now he's back to driving. He's going to come pick me up today. So, you know, he's had, we did the blessing, included him in the blessing last week, and he had a wonderful week. So, as usual, blessings get just an amazing response, as we know. I just wanted to mention a couple things really quickly about the solstice. It is a bit of a unique one because Jupiter has advanced just barely into Pisces. And so Jupiter and Saturn were together just 6 months ago, exactly at the last solstice, right? I mean, it seems like years since that. Happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now, Jupiter's advanced, actually, it's gone 20 degrees past Saturn. Saturn right now is at about 12 degrees of Aquarius, and Jupiter has gone all the way up to about 2 degrees of Pisces. So, briefly, Jupiter is in Pisces, and then it's going to back up, but it's there just long enough to trine the sun for the solstice, which is it's really beautiful. Sun trine Uranus is joyful. It's the energy of celebration of progress and light that helps us to see where we must go next when the sun and Jupiter are working harmoniously. Saturn. Is now has moved up to, gosh, where is it? 12 degrees. It's up almost 13 degrees of Aquarius. You know, I learned something this week. Saturn, when Saturn, the position of Saturn, when Yeshua showed up as the light, the first light on November 23rd, 1991, the position of Saturn is very interesting. It was at 2 degrees of Aquarius. So Saturn had just changed signs. When that occurred. Yeah. So we've had the Saturn return to the first light event. And, So that's the full Saturn cycle is 29 and a half years. And so we've reached that already. And isn't it interesting that the Saturn degree was almost exact with the conjunction degree. It was within about 2 degrees of the conjunction degree of the Jupiter and Saturn conjunction that we just had in December. When I see things like that, harmonics and resonances across time, I just marvel at the beautiful and intricate way that patterns exist in this universe. And it works.
Oh yeah. And that would indicate even further expansion.
Yeah. Yeah. It usually, in a human life, it really designates a big shift. We kind of go from the dominant influence of the moon, which takes us up through first full lunar cycle, which is like a progressed moon, at 28 years. And so most of our first Saturn cycle, we're really more heavily under the influence of the moon. And then when that Saturn return hits, it shifts. So that's more, that's kind of a milestone, a maturation point for so many people. And, that's one of the better and more interesting explanations I've heard related to the energetic influence that shifts for us when we're in our late 20s.
Wow. That is amazing. Thanks for telling us that.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're just a wonderful observer of cosmic space. And looking at the holistic nature of it, which I really, really appreciate.
Thank you so much.
And
it's a joy to do it and share.
How are you doing?
Go ahead. Improvements this week. I got off of one medication just about a week and a half ago that was causing pain, that was making the pain worse. So I still have the pain, but it's becoming more manageable. And so this week I had improvements again with figuring out things that will work for the pain. And my sister just told me today about an herb that she uses. I guess it's from Asia. I've not ever used it. It's called kratom. And she says it's very well known, very safe and effective for many things, but pain is one of the things it's very effective for. So she has some. She's sending me some so I can check it out. I guess there's information all over the internet, especially when you look at resources for Eastern medicine or Eastern remedies and pain issues. That's one thing that I really hadn't ever heard of. So I'm going to try that out in the next week or two. We'll see how that helps.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I hope that helps you.
Thank you.
But we will include you in our blessing, as always.
Thank you so much. I want to mention a thank you to God and a continued blessing for Judy. Her surgery went marvelously well and complete success with no complications and been a very fast recovery. So, again,
wonderful.
Thank you to Yeshua and God. Mother Mary and the Holy Spirit for their attentive support, love, and the true miracle of these blessings. Thank you so much.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I know that was a blessing to you also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
To have your sweet wife back to being well and whole again.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Tony, and I'm going to open the line to Stephen. Hello, Stephen.
Hello. Hello, Glenda and everybody. I'm just requesting a blessing for, we're under a lot of time pressure now. We've got to get our factory, our business, Sacred Chocolate, moved out before July 12th of our factory. So, I'm just asking for a blessing for a smooth transition to put all that into storage or to possibly move it to Texas. My partner David Wolf has a friend who may be interested in purchasing the business and moving it there. But just asking for a blessing for the smooth transition of all that, because that is a big, big compression that's
yes.
taking place in my life right now. And also just feeling blessed on this auspicious day. Being a father and also I'm such a sun worshiper, so being the summer solstice on the same day is special for me, and especially on today's sun gazing, because the solstice occurs right at 8:32 p.m. Pacific time. So I should be able to watch the sunset right at solstice, and I feel very, very blessed and will be holding the world in my heart during that moment.
Oh. Well,
so, yeah, so anyway, thank you. And then I'm just also asking for a continued blessing for my friend Vanessa, who's overcoming lung cancer. She's making great progress, and I'm really happy about that. And just a blessing for everybody here on this call, too, because I know we really, have it in our hearts to help heal the world and awaken the world. So thank you, thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Stephen, for all the good work you've done for so many, many years and for so many, many people. And your bread on the water will come to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I really feel called in my next chapter in life towards ministry in some shape or form or format. So I'm putting it out there to receive blessings in that way as well, to allow God in my heart more to bless me and direct me in that way.
I see that. I see that being true. Well, Stephen, it's always great to hear your voice and support you in your needs and desires. And I'm going to open the line now to someone else, okay, so that we can bless more. Mary, your line is open. Hello, Mary. You may have to unmute yourself.
Okay. How's that? Is that better?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, Glenda Green, I love you, love you, love you. I hope you're taking good and gentle care of your wonderful self and feeling all of our love continuing to be with you. I just wanted to say two things. One is I wanted to ask for a blessing for my father, Roger, and my mother, Kathleen, and all that is in their heart. And I want to testify to the power and miracle of this blessing, because I know that the blessing follows the trajectory of our hearts. So when I ask for a blessing on my parents, that blessing goes to the lineage. It just, we're all so interconnected, and the blessing follows the circuitry of our oneness. So I just want to send out gratitude for this blessing and for the love that pours forth every Sunday. And I also want to say thank you for blessings received and acknowledge them. And I also, to you, Glenda, thank you so much for your Friday newsletters where you call us all to be mindful of the Sabbath. I don't tell you enough, but I love those newsletters. You always have you have such a beautiful quote from Yeshua, and every time I receive it, I put my hand on my heart wherever I am, and I join with you in the sacredness of the Sabbath. And so I just want to thank you for doing that as well every week. It means a lot to me. So thanks for all you do, and blessings to our community. And that's all. Thank you so much.
Oh, Mary, thank you so much for that. And it's good to have feedback, because, after we have been doing the newsletters in one form or another for, way over 20 years. It's changed names. It was Heart Notes at first.
Right.
And do you remember when that it was that?
I remember receiving in the mail the Heart Notes and way back when, yes, and so I treasure all of it, yeah.
Oh yeah, it's been through its little evolutionary path, but it's always been for the same purpose. And of course, we have used certain quotes over, from Yeshua over many times, but you know, every time you read them, they're different because it's inside a different context, directed toward a different meaning or a different situation in life. And so I know that as long as it's his words and he chooses it, I let him just flip through the book and choose it.
Yeah.
So it's a joy for me to write it. And I just love that way of being with everyone.
Right.
So, thank you.
Well, it's always the perfect message, and the message is so perfect. It's like a call to prayer, and every week we're reminded to take a breath, take a pause, reconnect, go within. It's always a sacred moment for me to receive that newsletter. So it's like a double blessing that you send out, and I really thank you. Yeah.
And you know, I used to worry that if we do it at sunset, well, sunset doesn't happen for everybody at the same time. But,
right. You
know, in the world of spirit, there's no linearity. Sunset is any time you make it. You have to see the light in your heart and then project it onto the horizon, and that's sunset. Inside of spirit, inside of prayer, there is no space. There is no linearity. I'm as close to everyone on this call as if we were in the same room. And that's what makes it so important that we take the time before the blessing to establish our connections as a community, to feel our presence together, to be one together, and that I speak a message that really unites us all so that we know somebody's in Canada, somebody's in Australia, somebody's in South Africa, somebody's in California, somebody's in Maine. Well, that's just on the planet. But we're all here in the same spiritual room. And that's what's so important. In fact, if you don't realize anything but that, that will heal you because it will give you an infinite number of opportunities that you did not have before. You have the opportunity of being with someone you could not physically be with that day, but you're with them now. And the same thing about pausing your busy day just to be in peace. In a state of peace, you are anywhere that peace is. And that's something very important to remember. To be in that state of peace before you pray. Yeshua cautioned his disciples about praying loudly in the streets, you know, to sound off to the public your prayers. He said, that's just showing off. That's not praying. Go into a closet. And he didn't mean a closed closet. He didn't mean any particular kind of closet. What he meant was a quiet, empty, closed off space where you couldn't hear the world and the world couldn't see you, so that you could be in the presence of peace. Because when you're in the presence of peace, you are united with your Creator. You're united with everyone else in this earth that is in a place of peace. So the more you are in a place of peace, the more you're connected with others in a place. Now just imagine the quantum effect that could have on your life. Just a few moments of true and complete peace.
Oh, thank you, Glenda. That's what I feel. That newsletter comes through and you say, Mary, this is a call to prayer. Step into your peace. And so thank you. Thank Yeshua. Thank God.
You're welcome.
All right.
You're welcome. And I love you dearly.
I love you right back.
Okay. Well, bye-bye. I'm going to follow those words with opening a line to Sarah, who we also love dearly. Hi, Sarah.
Hello. Oh, thank you. Aloha, Glenda. Aloha, beloved community. And God bless all of the fathers and all of the father energy. Wanted to ask for a special blessing for my dad, Peter, and particularly for his mind as he ages, that it be clear for all of us as we age, that our minds be clear and healthy and strong and filled with love. And then just a blessing for me. I'm just working through a couple little challenges and opportunities in my life. So a blessing for that to keep moving through.
Great.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Sarah. And we are going to close our community discussion with Stormy. Stormy, welcome. And congratulations on being a father of two beautiful daughters through the years, and I know they're a blessing to your heart and soul.
Oh, yes, they are. Just before the blessing started, I was asking if you would speak about light, and this I heard. As all week long, I have been sharing my artwork and my aura photographs with several people. And one of the phrases that I put on there when I send this through is, I'll share my light with you if you'll share your light with me.
That's great.
I've gotten some nice reactions from my sending. I don't know if you ever received the stuff I sent you or not, but Susan, Tony, and other people that I know, I've been sending off some artwork and some aura pictures, and I just thought that I would like to amplify what I've been doing all week long with what you already talked about light. And,
I don't think I've received those, Stormy, but I'm so glad to hear what you're saying, and it's so true. It is so true. And what I have noticed is that the people who get the most from Love Without End are the ones that share their light with the message. So the message of light blends with their light and becomes a message unique for them.
Yeah. I took it from a Bob Dylan line. I'll let you be in my dreams if I can be in yours. So I just thought, well, I'll let you be in my light if you'll let me be in your light. And then I went, well, I'll share my light with you if you share your light with me. And
That's beautiful.
It's just, I've been doing it all week long with several people, and I've just been enjoying it, my light. Thank you, Glenda. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's what you do best, Stormy, is share your love and your light. So just keep on doing it. That's your gift to us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, everybody, we are going to get ready for our blessing. And I think it will be a very powerful blessing because we have so many people who have influenced our life in wonderful ways that we are including in our blessing, including our Heavenly Father. And we are here on a day when the sun is reaching its peak of advancement, either toward advancement of brightness in the northern hemisphere or its peak of return to brightness in the southern hemisphere. Either way, it's extremely significant. And we are moved by these moments of light. Actually, I think everything in life is moved by light. I'm sitting here in front of two windows, noticing how the plants in the windows are all bent up to the point where they're hugging the window. Can I go outside and play, Mom? You know, they're wanting the light. And we notice my two kitties, every morning the first thing they do when I raise the blinds is they go jump in the window and say, oh, goody, I get to be in the light. Light is just the next best thing to love, I think. It is what love looks like on the physical plane. And we bathe in it. We nurture our life with it. And it grows the food that nourishes our life. All is light. As Albert Einstein said, he said, everything is light, just in different forms, in different levels of density. Everything is light. And so when we see it being exploded and shared, we are brought to the point of rejoicing and lifting our arms in praise. For this is the food of life. Now, let us all just relax in our chairs, wherever you are, or in your bed, or in your lawn chair, or even reclining on your lawn. Most of us are in the Northern Hemisphere, so it is summer. But Jerome may not be out there since it's raining. So, a little chuckle for you, Jerome. But be where you are most comfortable with yourself and with yourself being in the presence of God, filled with spirit and love, rejoicing for your life and reaching toward others who have blessed your life. As others have blessed you, you will be so blessed, and you will bless in return. And we ask for more blessings from the Holy Spirit, from my Heavenly Father, from Yeshua. The Trinity will surround us with its arch of blessings, and the angels will fly above the arch, shedding their blessings into it, that we may feel and receive everything that has been given to us. So much has been given to us that we have not received. So just remember, your greatest challenge is in receiving. In order to receive, well, just like a little baby bird, you have to open your mouth. You have to be fed. And you have to relax in order to do that. In order to relax, you have to be in faith. And as Yeshua said, all miracles have come by faith. In faith, we are relaxed, we open, and we receive. We trust, and we are blessed. So I will begin with my prayer to Yeshua. When I've finished, then start your own prayer, that the blessings meant for you shall be directed directly to you. Dear Yeshua, Son of God, our friend, our brother, our teacher, the master of life, who has walked the path, that the path may be easier and straighter and more able to master for us, that we may not stumble and that we may be lifted above stones that are in the road. We ask that you bring to us companions in spirit, that we not walk alone, that we walk in joy with those who love us, and we be surrounded by love, and we give love as we can, that we build a community of love and a pathway of love back to our Heavenly Father and walking with you as we move through life. We ask that you hear our prayer, that in hearing our prayer, you find the very best way to open our life that we may receive the blessings that are waiting for us, the opportunities that are waiting for us, the friends that are waiting for us, and all manner of good things that has been given, simply waiting for us to reach and receive and be open and grateful. We thank you, our Heavenly Father, for our creation, and that you blessed us with a seed of yourself that is waiting to sprout and grow and blossom into the child you expect and hope us to be, that we may make strides towards becoming all that we can be and work toward it every day and see that as the greatest blessing of all. We thank you for being with us all the days of our life and waiting for us to come to the higher palaces of fulfillment when that time is near. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for providing answers to our questions, for walking with us, for lifting us up, that we not become lost, and that we stay on the right path for our life. We thank you for encouraging us to walk in our faith, that we may receive and behold miracles. And now we surrender into that place of receiving blessings, that we may have all that you have brought us this day, and that we may plant it in the soil of our lives, that it may grow in the days ahead, in the weeks ahead, in the years ahead, to becoming all that we may be in the service of faith, of love, and our Heavenly Father. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin, and everyone else, begin your prayer.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now it's time for you to rest and cease all your thoughts. Cease all your prayers. Just be in a state of complete openness and acceptance. Open to everything that can be given to you. All possibilities. All love. All the light. Now and forevermore. Amen. Again. Bye-bye for now. Have a great rest of your day. And I look forward to being with you next week.